Good morning, everybody. So we read this week the Parashas Pikudei. Pikudei, we finally complete the Mishkan, and all Bnei Yisrael comes to look at the Mishkan, and we see Moshe Rabbeinu is very proud of what Bnei Yisrael were able to do. We say that the erection of the Mishkan was the greatest blessing that Hashem said, once you build me the Mishkan, v'shachanti betocham, I'm going to dwell within you, within the people. So it seems to be such a beautiful mitzvah, a beautiful result. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu feels he also has to add a blessing to Hashem's blessing. And the question is, why is it necessary? It says, Vayad Moshe et kol ha-melacha. Moshe saw all of the work. Vehine asu oto kasher siva Adonai. Ken asu. They did it the way Hashem told it to do, thus they did it. So we have this vehine asu and ken asu, repeated asu. Vayivarech otam Moshe. Moshe blessed Bnei Israel. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, vehine asu, ken asu, why double? He says, because the additional word vehine in this verse alludes to the speed with which the Mishkan was built. We said that they started on the 15th day of Tishrei, and they finished the Mishkan 70 days later, on the 25th day of Kislev. He says, furthermore, we're going to say that the addition of the word ota in the line asu ota testifies to the quality of the work, that the artisans put use of all their intelligence in constructing these parts, and it was therefore successful. He brings one more. He says, if we follow the approach of the Gemara in Zevachim, that every commandment contains details which are mandatory and not mandatory, but which are desirable, the Torah tells us that the artisans who did all the work of the Mishkan did not only what they were required to do, but they went beyond. They did things that they weren't required to do, and therefore we have the Asu and Asu. They did not only what was required, but also what was desirable. We say, doesn't give an example. Vayivarech otam Moshe. Moshe blesses them. So we see that the Or HaChaim says, what does it mean Moshe blessed them? Moshe blessed them. The reason the Torah wrote that Moshe blessed them, instead of saying he blessed them, not they use Moshe specifically, is to teach us not to take this blessing lightly. It is something very special to be blessed by a man of God such as Moshe. If the people had been blessed by someone of lesser stature, he says that we wouldn't have talked about it. Normally the Torah could have written Moshe Barech Otam or Hu Barech Otam. By placing the name of Moshe at the end of the line, the Torah taught us that the significance of being blessed by someone of Moshe's standing. Rashi writes, Vayavarech Otam Moshe. Amar Lahem, what did Moshe say to them? What was the blessing? Yehi Rason Shetishre Shekhinah B'Maaseh Yedechem. The Shekhinah should rest with your work, with your efforts. And then he says a famous line that we should all know, this line. V'hino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu, ma'aseh yadeinu koneh aleinu, ma'aseh yadeinu konehu. May the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Let the work of our hands prosper. Then he repeats, O prosper the work of our hands. Says we see this in Tehillim. This pasuk is brought in Tehillim. And we say konenehu, Rashi brings, Konenehu, konen ota, he says, why twice? He says, the work of our hands established, he says, one is for the work of the Mishkan, he said, and one is for all the other work that a person does, should be blessed by Hashem. So I saw a beautiful thought by Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky. He says, at first it seems that Moshe is reiterating the promise that Hashem himself made. Hashem promised that he's going to dwell within the midst of the people. Why then does Moshe repeat almost exactly the same? If he is blessing them that Hashem should keep his word, is that possible? Or perhaps he's giving them another message. And he brings a beautiful story. He says, there was once a man who approached Rabbi Yehuda Asad. He was asking him advice. He said to him, Rabbi, there's an old run-down store in the downtown area of the city, and I can buy it for a very, very reasonable price. And I think with my marketing skills, I may be able to turn the location into a profitable venture. Do you think I should buy it? Rabbi Asad made a face. I don't think that it would be prudent to enter that part of the city for a business venture. The man left somewhat dejected. A few days later, another man comes to the rabbi. And he says, Rabbi, the exact same question. There's a store in a bad part of the city downtown, but I think I can turn it around. And what is the words he uses? There's an old rundown store in the downtown area of the city. I can get it at a reasonable price. I think that with my marketing skills and, of course, with Hashem's help, I may be able to turn the venture, the location, into a profitable venture. Do you think I should buy it? This time, Rabbi Assad nodded in approval. I think you should make a go of it. I have no doubt that it will be successful. When word got out that the rabbi was behind this new endeavor, the first man stormed into the Beit Midrash. He was very upset. Why did you tell me not to buy the property and then tell my friend just the opposite, he demanded. The rabbi turned to him and said, my dear student, there's a difference. Your friend took in a partner. He said that with the help of Hashem, he could make a go of it. When someone includes Hashem in his plans, I'm sure that he's going to succeed. For the first time, the Rabbi Kamenetsky is saying, since the Exodus, the Jews had become accomplished craftsmen, artisans, tailors, contractors. They built this beautiful, beautiful Mishkan in the middle of the desert. Moshe Rabbeinu realized there's going to be a sense of satisfaction and self-gratification about their accomplishments. Perhaps they may begin to think that it was their wisdom, their skills, their abilities that made this beautiful Mishkan possible. So he blessed them with words that were meant to dissuade any such delusion. May Hashem's presence rest on your handiwork. Of course, Hashem promised that he would dwell in the Mishkan. Moshe's question was, would the Jews let him in? It says, would they make him a partner? Would they recognize Hashem as a significant factor, even in the physical handiwork that they themselves had wrought? To that end, Moshe's blessing incorporated the standard for every action, accomplishment, and success that anyone achieves. May Hashem be a part of your success. May the Shekhinah rest on your handiwork. Just to close, the rabbi usually does the Ben Ish Chai. I just want to bring the Ben Ish Chai on this V'hi No'am. This pasuk, V'hi No'am Adonai V'henu Alenu, Maaseh Adenu Koneh Alenu. Says, we say this pasuk, so we usually go through a whole Hinei Ani Ba L'Kayem Mitzvah. I'm going to go through this whole thing. I'm going to come to do this mitzvah to bring. But instead, we sometimes just take the last line of it. We say this last line, and this line in sort of a way incorporates. So I'm going to put on my tefillin. I say V'hi No'am. And I think a little bit that I want to connect with Hashem when I'm putting in my tefillin, whatever the thoughts that I could have, I'm thinking on the different mitzvot, but I think them quickly and I say V'hi No'am. So what does the Ben Ish Chai say? Pasuk V'hi No'am, yesh bo kavanot amukot. So he says there are tremendous and deep, deep thoughts within this pasuk. He says, v'sarich shetekaven lefachot, b'pishutan, you have to think at least the minimum, the simplest of them. Because according to the Zohar Kadosh, this is the kavana. Af al pi she'en anachnu yodim lekaven besod hamitzvot ve'atefilot. Even though we really don't understand the kavanot, the thoughts that we're supposed to think when it comes to the secrets of the mitzvot and the prayers, Hashem yiparach hu yashlim kavanatenu. He's Hashem Himself is going to complete our kavana. And it should become upon us as if we thought all the things we were supposed to think. And this way, we fulfill what we're supposed to do with the mitzvot in our prayers. It's going to lift us up to do what it's supposed to do. And in the Sidur of the Rabbeinu Harashash, Mivuari explains, you have to think this pasuk, she'im chatanu, that if we sin, ve'garamnu l'salek or, and we cause to stop the light, ha'kedusha she'nimshecha alenu, that the light should continue and come upon us, al yedei ma'asim tovim, through our good deeds, le'otam ma'asim tovim v'tichzor la'amshich alenu or otah kedusha. He says that you should think when you're saying this pasuk that what I'm about to do, Hashem, even if I stop the light from coming, V'hi No'am, you should, Hashem, you should help to bring the light upon me from this. Shite kavanot peshuto. These are two very simple kavanot. Yekaven adam bechol pam shiomar pasuk zeh. A person should think every time he says this kodem kol mitzvah ve'asa katorah. Ve'yesh medakim. And there are those who say it actually twice, so they could have in mind the first time that Hashem should complete all the things that I don't know how to do, and the second time that Hashem should bring me the light through the actions that I'm doing. We have to realize in this world that we could try to do as much as we want, but if we don't have a partner, then it's very difficult to succeed. Hashem is always telling us, let me be your partner. Let me go and do it with you. All we have to do is say, come Hashem, come do it with us. Hashem should bless all of our efforts, all of our actions. We should be successful. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen v'amen.